I'm AJ Barce.
And I'm Chris Powell.
And we're the co-hosts of the Bellingham podcast.
Where are we right now?
Well, as Chris usually calls us on the show, this is the left atrium of the heart of the city of subdued excitement.
Right in downtown Bellingham, we are on Prospect Street.
And why is this a place, if I'm visiting, if I'm thinking of moving here, why is this part of town a place to start?
You're within a walking distance of all the monuments that are basically Bellingham. Like, you've got the Mount Baker Theater 2 blocks away from us. You've got the Salish Sea 2 blocks behind us. And everything around this block is kind of your jumping off point to kind of get the vibe for our city.
I've noticed there's a lot of public art in town. You guys both just pointed in opposite directions to two different pieces. How can there possibly be such a critical mass of public art?
Funny that you should say that. So Bellingham is an interesting city because we've got a lot of artisans and makers in our town. For instance, if you're looking for something handcrafted, pick anything in your mind. A wallet, okay? You can go down to Fairhaven, and if there's a leather maker down there by the name of Found Leather Goods, you can have something crafted by hand here in the city. Or if you're looking for a craft coffee, or a craft brew, or a craft bicycle.
For the Downtown Art Walk, there's about 20 venues in this downtown 5-block radius that open their doors in the evening, first Friday of every month. Free admission for people to come in. Sometimes they'll have beverages served, and it'll be like a showing for the local artists. And it's just a great opportunity for community interaction.
You guys like your beverages.
It keeps us well hydrated.
Whichever way you'd like, yes, yes.
And the show you guys make, the vibe is welcoming, and it's like low barrier. It feels like, hey, glad you showed up. Here's some things on our mind.
That's about right.
Does that feel reflective of the town, or is that just your two personalities?
I think you'd find that this town is really lacking pretentiousness. We are just really easygoing, casual. It's just a really chill, laid-back town that doesn't have a whole lot of tension.
There's a reason why our city's called the City of Subdued Excitement. You know, you have a lot of people from all walks of life, and we are a college town, so there's always something going on, whether the college student's here or not. The great thing about Bellingham is this town basically is whatever you want to make it. And for me, I like getting out. You know, I go to the mountains often. I hit the sea often. For me, the best part of Bellingham is I can pretty much find something to do any day of the week for any type of occasion.
There's been an attention dedicated to maintaining the beauty that you could find, because a lot of cities don't have a beautiful bay to look at. You can still find your favorite spot to watch the sunset over the Salish Sea. You could still go up to the foothills without that much of a hike, that much exertion, to be able to get back in nature and be surrounded by trees and fresh air and quiet. And I think that is a big draw for people, because everyone's got their own little individual routine here in Bellingham. They've got their favorite coffee shop. Actually, they're probably their favorite 6 coffee shops. They've got their favorite microbrewery, because there's about 5,000 in this town. They've got their favorite places to live life and to go with friends. You're able to carve that niche, which is something that maybe big cities don't have, because you're kind of handcuffed or locked into a certain district. And we got it right here, all within 15 minutes.
That's Chris Powell. He and AJ Barce host the Bellingham podcast.